Jack Sunbrown!
Broadcasting live from the KTKK studios in Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the Jack Stockwell radio program. To contact Jack from Salt Lake City, dial 254-5855. And now the consummate voice of sense and sensibility himself, Jack Stockwell.
Or maybe not. Not sure what I am. Can't be the voice of sense and sensibility because that's Jack's line, so I will just be the voice that happens to be here this morning. My name is Scott Robison, one-time regular host here at K-Talk. Now I just sit in every once in a while. It's been about 3 months since the last time I was here, if you don't count the last hour that I was here. This is AM 630 K-Talk. Again, my name is Scott Robison. We do have lines open if you would like to call in, be on the show. Pretty much open lines. Anything you would like to talk about, I guarantee you at least 60 seconds to make your point. And I haven't enforced the 60-second limit yet, so really, it's open lines. Call in, make your point. I will give you plenty of time to say what you feel needs to be said. The phone numbers in Salt Lake and South Davis counties, 801-254-5855. Weber in North Davis, the number is 670-5855. And in Utah County, the number is 470-5855. And, of course, you can always go to www.k-talk.com. A lot of the shows are archived there. You can read host biographies, little news, things like that. So feel free to do all of that. Now, last hour we were talking largely about illegal immigration. I started off the hour talking about Referendum 71 in Washington State, which is intended to ensure that a law that was passed by the Washington legislature to guarantee same-sex couples the same rights except for marriage, everything but marriage, has apparently passed in Washington State. Those are, you know, by far not the only topics that we could talk about. But just continuing on with the illegal immigration theme that we started last hour, I'm trying to pull up my website here. I have a blog, www.scottopolis.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-O-P-O-L-I-S. Back in September, I posted a page. I'm going to just read a little bit of this to you because I'd like to hear what you think. It says, I recently sent an email to United States Congressman Rob Bishop, my congressman, representing Utah's 1st Congressional District. The subject of the message was illegal immigration. I hope you'll find what I wrote reasonable, even if you don't agree with me. The text of the message is, we can't catch all speeders, but we haven't stopped ticketing the ones that we can. We can't solve all crimes, but we still have police out there trying to catch criminals. Why then do so many of our federal politicians just throw their hands in the air and just give up on the enforcement of immigration law? Specifically, the deportation of people who are in the country illegally. If we assume for a moment that those people are right, the politicians, and we can't send all the illegal immigrants home, why can't we also make a determination that we will enforce the law to the best of our ability? Really, how difficult is it to put 55 people on a bus and send them back where they came from? If we can do that, why not two buses? If that, why not 4 or 8 or 16? So what if we can't send back every illegal immigration offender? Let's send back the ones that we can. We can stop cars at interstate border crossings in this country to ensure that agriculture products aren't smuggled into a state that might result in economic ruin to a region. Why can't we ensure that people seeking government benefits are in this country legally, either a citizen or on a visa? So many of our government institutions, including our state, have policies that they either won't confirm eligibility for benefits, that they can't by law confirm eligibility for benefits, or that employees cannot act on knowledge of illegal immigration. I'd really like to know exactly where you, Congressman Bishop, stand on this issue, and if you would sponsor or support legislation to amend where necessary and require enforcement of our immigration laws. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Scott Dale Robison. So I sent that message on August 27th. Within 15 minutes of clicking send, I had received an automated response saying, "I appreciate you contacting my office. Your opinion is important to me, and I will respond directly to your concerns as soon as possible." Then back in September, I got a letter from Congressman Bishop's office, and it started off, "Thank you for your letter regarding universal health coverage." What the heck? In no way, shape, or form was my message about universal health coverage. Imagine a politician that doesn't listen to what you have to say. Okay, I realize that our congressmen are very busy people and that they don't personally read every piece of correspondence that crosses their desks. I realize that my email is quickly glanced at, if that, by some staffer whose job it is to organize correspondence into categories for form letter responses. I realize in that sort of an environment, mistakes will be made. So I called the congressman's office back, and I spoke to one of his staffers, and I said, "Yeah, I wrote you a message on such and such a date about illegal immigration." And they were able to actually look it up in the computer and say, "Yes, you did, and we responded to you." And I said, "Well, you sent me a letter about health care reform, not illegal immigration." And she looked it up and said, "Yes, I can see where that would be a little confusing to you." So she re-queued it up and said that that they would get back to me with another response. Took over a month, but I finally did get that other response. I'd like to read to you the letter that I got, if I can find it here in just a second. Okay. So on October 13th, "Dear Mr. Robison, thank you for your letter. Immigration enforcement is a priority for me, and it is the responsibility of the federal government to enforce fair and complete immigration policy. There are many areas that need to be fixed. I agree with you that we need to enforce existing laws and provide more resources to control illegal immigration. Securing the border is the first and most important step to immigration reform, and that must be done by the federal government. The Santa Cruz Valley National Heritage Area Act recently passed the House after adopting an amendment that I, Congressman Bishop, proposed. My proposal included language to make sure this designation did not impede, prohibit, or restrict efforts to prevent unlawful entries into the United States, including interfering with a wall along the Arizona border. Also, I am working hard to allow state and local law enforcement to assist in reducing illegal immigration and to put in place workplace verification systems that will allow employers to quickly verify the legal working status of their employees. Thanks again for voicing your concern. You're welcome to contact my office again if you ever have any other questions. Sincerely, Rob Bishop." So, you know, of course, part of the problem here is that those workplace verification systems he's talking about won't do a bit of good for these guys downtown Salt Lake that show up in pickups and SUVs and have a bunch of people running and jumping in and then driving away so they can be paid under the table. What we need is enforcement of the people who are flagrantly breaking the law. If an employer happens to hire somebody who has legitimate documentation, you know, I realize that things are going to happen, but I don't think that's where our real problem is. Our real problems exist in far more places that just don't care, that are doing everything that they can to ignore the law. Anyway, give me a call. Let me know what you think about that. Do you think that Rob Bishop is sincere? Does he really think that illegal immigration is a problem that he would like to address or not? 254-5855 in Salt Lake, Weber, North Davis, 670-5855, Utah County, 470-5855. Let's go ahead and get to the phones. Caller, what's your first name? Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, and your first name?
I didn't even know if I was on. This is Kathy from Harriman.
Oh, hello, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
I just wanted to say that they have been building concentration camps, and I think one of these days they're going to put up roadblocks and probably start arresting a lot of people and putting them in those concentration camps.
For what? On what basis?
We don't know, but they've got them all built, so it's any time now. You know, I think people need to get out of this country if they don't want to be in those concentration camps. So
you think that just plain rank-and-file citizens like you and me, we're going to be rounded up by a police state and put in concentration camps, but
well,
you have no idea what the reason is?
They hate the patriots the worst. So the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, the FBI, the CIA, all set the patriots up around the Oklahoma bombing. And that book, the book to look at to find this information is The Franklin Cover-Up by John DeCamp. He talks about it in his book. But I also want to say there's a book called Oklahoma Bombing, OK Bomb, by Jim Keith, and he shows you exactly what happened on that day when the Oklahoma bombing took place. But they have been going after the patriots, trying to put them behind bars when they're the innocent people. And when I hear Pete and some other people put them down, I think they're the only people, the patriots, they're the only people that keep our Constitution and Bill of Rights alive.
So you don't think for you know, looking back to Oklahoma, you don't think that Timothy McVeigh had anything to do with that?
Well, they actually had lookalikes, and in that book, OK Bomb, by Jim Keith, you will find that they had a lookalike of Timothy McVeigh. He was a little bit heavier, a little bit bigger. They took pictures with him and pretended it was Tim McVeigh, and it wasn't. So it's a book you need to get your hands on. You can get it at the Salt Lake Library. That's where I got mine. When I got mine, I read it. I got it from there, read it from there.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, what's going on is all underhanded. There's so much underhanded things going on. You just won't believe it.
Okay. Anything else, Kathy?
Also, I wanted to say with our votes don't count hardly for anything since two Kennedy brothers were murdered. Vote Fraud and Vote Scam by the Collier brothers. There's two books you need to get your hands on and read how they have messed up the votes and have taken it out. They pretend our votes count. They don't. They just want your license. They just want to know who your phone number and your address and who you are. And as many people as they can get that from, they can arrest whenever they are ready to set up their concentration camp. So just know that that's around the corner.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, I'd feel a lot better about that if I knew, you know, who was going to be doing the concentration camps, what kind of people they were going to be rounding up, and maybe the reasons they might be doing it. That's just, you know, the problem with conspiracy theories is that some conspiracy theories are pretty exact and precise in what they claim. But that being said, there's things like this one that Kathy was just talking about, and I'm sure that Kathy is sincere. I know she believes this stuff, but it's so vague that anything could happen down the road. And all, you know, with the complete and utter lack of detail that we were given, anything could fit the template. I mean, am I completely off on that? Do you agree with that? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I have a real hard time with conspiracies. There's so many things wrong in this world that are obvious and upfront, and you can point to the people and say, this is wrong, and that's what they're doing, and here's why, that I just have a hard time spending a lot of time on conspiracies. I'm Scott Robison, in for Jack Stockwell. We'll be right back.
Jack Stockwell on K-Talk. AM 630, KTKK.
If you had a broken leg, would you go see a doctor? or would you lie around and hope it heals itself? Well, I got news for you. Most of you have broken financial plans, and they don't fix themselves. Hi, I'm Adam Curran with Tanner Financial and from the weekly radio show where Wall Street meets Main Street. Give us a call to schedule a free, no-obligation portfolio review. Come get a second opinion. Call 1-800-345-1997 to schedule an appointment. Don't wait. End the pain. Call now. 1-800-345-1997. That's 1-800-345-1997.
Hey, this is Jake the Computer Guy from PC Laptops, and I just turned 34. Just kidding, I'm just in junior high. Why do so many people get their computers from PC Laptops? You've seen hundreds of computer stores come and go. Huge stores like CompUSA and Circuit City closing their doors? Sadly, you've seen hundreds of small computer stores promising the world today and out of business tomorrow. A lot of people wonder how PC Laptops has been growing for over 15 years straight. It's because we build the best computers in the universe. So many companies sell crappy computers so they can advertise the cheapo price to lure people in and sell them a rip-off extended warranty. At PC Laptops, we hand-build the best desktop computers in the universe and back them with a lifetime service and parts warranty. So if your hard drive blows up in 10 years, you're covered. Now that's peace of mind. So get into any one of our 9 PC Laptops locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, we love you.
Are your retirement nest eggs cracked or scrambled? Have you lost a significant portion of your IRA? Are your golden retirement years being tarnished? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to listen to When Wall Street Meets Main Street every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. We want you to call us with your comments and questions about your financial future. Hi, I'm Lance Mays, one of the hosts of When Wall Street Meets Main Street, a weekly radio show focused on educating you how to protect your retirement in these uncertain times. Saturdays at 11 with Lance Mays and Adam Curran, When Wall Street Meets Main Street. Or call 1-800-345-1997.
Welcome back. This is the Jack Stockwell Show on AM 630 K-Talk. My name is Scott Robinson. I'm sitting in for Jack today. Jack should be back tomorrow. Just had some business he had to conduct today, and this was the only time he could do it, so that's why you're stuck with me. But hopefully it hasn't been too bad for you, and if you would like to call and talk on any subject whatsoever, the lines are open in Salt Lake City. We have one line available at 801-254-5855. In North Davis, the number is 670-5855, also Weber County. And in Utah County, 470-5855. We're going to get back to the phones here in just a second. We've got Tom and Lou waiting, and somebody just filled up that third Salt Lake line, so we'll be to all of you here in just a moment. But really quick, just needed to do a little bit of business with you. K-Talk has discount tickets for Disney on Ice for only $8 each. We also have available certificates for Cameo College, for your wife and girlfriend, or for yourself if you'd like to pamper yourself a little bit. Hammond Toys for the kids. If you'd like to get away for you and your sweetheart, you can go to Anniversary Inn for a romantic night. K-Talk has discount certificates for all of them. Amazing deals are right at your fingertips if you just pick up the phone and call K-Talk. The office number is 253-4883. That's 253-4883. K-Talk Studios are located at 10348 South Redwood Road, Anniversary Inn, Disney on Ice, Hammond Toys, Heber Valley Railroad, and more. All available. Just give us a call at 253-4883 or visit us on Redwood Road at 10348 South in South Jordan. Let's go ahead and get to Tom. Tom, you are on the air.
Yeah, I have a curious link to the immigration issue. Let me tell you, my life has been a real hell since I opened up that issue. A year ago February, a family contacted me with a deathly ill child. I wasn't able to get to them right away. They were actually calling me not so much about the illness of the child, but the fact that the state of Utah was threatening to take the child away because they were being accused of neglect. But 3 days later, I was able to see the family because they were transported up to Primary Children's Hospital with a sick child. When I saw the mother and the father and the baby together, I knew that all three had experienced some kind of poisoning. Three more days went by, and I was able to go down to their home in Sanpete County, Utah, or Manti, Utah, and I discovered the reason for the family's poisoning. They just happened to be living in a manufactured, that's a mobile-type home without the wheels, right? And I discovered that their home had a furnace exhaust only 3 feet away from the power vent, bringing air back in. Well, you say, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? As I stood on the roof of that family's home and I looked throughout that community, I saw hundreds of units exactly like theirs. What I was finding out was that every manufactured or mobile home created in the last 30 years has an egregious design put in place by HUD, you know, the famous Housing of the Poor program. But what's really curious is I started to voice this issue. I was immediately assassinated politically, socially, even ecclesiastically, and I had no clue as to why. It took a little bit of time, and then I realized that what is happening is those people who hire and employ illegal aliens, they can't just, you know, invite a man to come to their work and expect him to be housed somewhere. They can't put him up in a tent on their property. So what they have learned, what these unscrupulous businessmen have learned to do, is to purchase mobile homes and manufactured homes and put them on their ranches or on their slaughterhouse properties or on their, you know, their individual business properties. And since these units are regulated by HUD, not the state, not the county or the city, that curious regulatory control gives these men sanctuary. They're not bothered. No city inspector will even enter a mobile or manufactured home because it is federally regulated property. And since there's only five HUD employees in the state of Utah, and they're basically writing contracts for the sale or the placement of these units, there's not anybody going out and checking who's inside. Well, as I brought this issue to the attention in the public, and everybody can see that on a website called gassingamerica.com, I was literally shining the light on the perfect instrument that has now been discovered, or long been discovered, by the employers of Mexicans to house their Mexican families. The problem was that I was exposing a mechanical, physical, biological health problem in these units, and none of the people using them wanted to have anybody come out and inspect them because they would be caught with their pants down with maybe, you know, two or three families in some cases being housed in these trailers in the rural communities or in their slaughterhouse operations.
Not just rural communities, it happens, I mean, maybe not slaughterhouse, but, you know, way over-packed residences happen all over the place.
What's interesting, I even located industries right here in Davis County that have found out that the best way to house their Mexicans without anybody giving them any problem is to buy lots, trailer lots, and put trailers in, or buy trailers already existent, and the local authorities have no jurisdiction to go in and inspect those units. So I found, and it just totally blew my mind, that this was occurring right here in the middle of the city. So the sad thing in all this is since I've been violated, and even those people who've helped me have been injured in some way, and I'm talking about a couple of legislators, I'm talking about reporters. You know, if you go to that website, you'll see that Elaine Jarvik of Deseret News put her life on the line and wrote the story up against all the wishes of her bosses. But she got it put through while I was actually in New Orleans testifying in behalf of the victims of Katrina with the same problem. And even there, the the manufactured mobile homes, which are federally regulated instruments, are used for housing illegals. If you go to Garden City, Kansas, from one end of that county to the other is nothing but trailers or mobile homes.
Yeah.
Well, and they're owned by IBP, you know, the packing industry there, and they freely house the Mexicans in them. So, you know, my aggravation is not with the Mexicans who are coming here, because they're simply people struggling to find a way to survive.
Right.
My aggravation and contempt is for the American businessman who is willing to bring these people in, and that literally they are operating under slave labor conditions.
You are absolutely correct.
See, I'm friends with many Latin American families, and I find out that when they're injured, for example, the slaughter industry is the most dangerous industry in the planet in terms of injuries and deaths by accidents. And if you're a Mexican without papers and you're living in the house owned by your boss, and you go back and forth to work, you know, to his trailer, and then to his industry, and you're fearful of being discovered or processed by INS, if you're injured, you're going to keep that injury silent. And I come to find out, as I've been pushing on this issue, you know, and even though my life has been threatened and I've been injured in every way possible, especially financially, you know, they find out they can destroy you financially, then you can't fight. But I've gone to the Catholic Church and to other people who are kind of safe havens for the problems of these people, and I find out that they are suffering injuries. And they are not being taken care of. And quite often, like in the case of this family where their baby nearly died, there are hundreds of Mexican families whose babies do die because of this problem with the trailers.
Yeah.
And so the best that these families can get is the transporting of their dead back to Mexico through the help of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, I really do appreciate your points, and I'm sorry to cut you off a little bit early. I'm sure you could have talked about this probably for the rest of the hour. I've just got lots of people on hold, and I do want to get to them. But, no, you're right. I mean, this is obviously a problem. We have, you know, essentially the 21st century equivalent of slave labor. They don't have the means to help themselves other than to come to this country to try to make a better life, but then they are taken advantage of by so many people. That's why, I mean, I said it somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I'm telling you, a death sentence to people who hire illegal immigrants, undocumented workers, would solve a lot of the problem of people sneaking across the border. Okay, I'm not really calling for that, but let's face it. There needs to be some sort of a penalty that makes these guys think twice. Thank you for the call, Tom. Let's get to Lou. Lou, you are on the air.
Yes. There's a couple of points that I wanted to bring up. One is that I've heard this thing about concentration camps for 30 years, and nobody has yet been able to show me on a map where a concentration camp exists. They've got to be visible by Landsat satellite. We have full access to every inch of the United States by satellite.
Well, it's all part of the conspiracy. They're hiding those photographs on Google Earth.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm getting at. How do you hide it on Google Earth when Google Earth can show you every square inch of land?
Because the powers that be that don't want you to see it go into those database servers at night and they swap the photographs.
Oh, is that what they do?
That's exactly. I mean, it's all. You just have to think like the conspiracy theorist.
Well, one of the reasons I bring this up is I was heard one time about the railroad maintenance shop at Hill Air Force Base and how they were converting railroad cars to transport prisoners in shackles and chains, and how this person telling us about it had snuck into this facility past the armed guard with somebody who was going to show him all this stuff. That facility's never had an armed guard on it in 30 years, or that I know for sure. Never had a guard of any kind. It's open to the public. All you'd have to do is get on the base and walk in there. So all these things I've heard, so many of them, just make me wonder what's going on.
Yeah, no, Here's the thing. I believe that a lot of these conspiracy theories, and I'm not going to say every conspiracy theory has no substance to it, because obviously there are conspiracies out there, and all you need are two people working together in secret, and presto, you've got a conspiracy. But that being said, I believe that there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there that are there just to distract attention from the things that really matter.
I think that's what most of them are.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, look at all the time that's been wasted. And, like, for example, the birther controversy. Is Barack Obama constitutionally eligible? You know, I think he is. Maybe he's not. I don't know. Until somebody can prove definitively that he really is not, though, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to spend my time working against the policies of the Barack Obama administration, because that's where I think the most danger is. And, you know, I don't have time to, you know, I mean, and thus far, everybody that I've heard talking about, you know, Barack Obama not being a citizen of the United States and being constitutionally ineligible, not being a natural born citizen of the United States. They keep telling me that there's laws and that, you know, there's this part of the code and that part and everything else. They can tell me all they want, but until I can actually see it for myself, I'm not going to waste my time on it, because you know, I'm not from Missouri, but, you know, you'd think maybe I was, because I want you to show me. Show me where this really is. Just like you were saying, you know, show me where these concentration camps are, or where these, you know, cattle cars are that they're refurbishing to, you know, carry all of the concentration camp people. And it's ridiculous on the face of it, in my opinion.
Yes, it is. One of the other points I wanted to bring up is they're talking about illegal immigration and hiring illegals. I recently worked for a company who absolutely insisted. Now, I'm over 60 years old, and I'm obviously been here all my life because of my mannerism and my behavior. So I've been here, but I had to prove. I had to come up with my passport, and my birth certificate, and my driver's license to prove that I had the right to be in the United States and have a job. Now, if they can do that with somebody like me, why can't they do it with each and every person that hired on?
No, you're absolutely right, Lou. Hey, thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. We're heading into another break. My name is Scott Robinson, sitting in for Jack Stockwell this morning. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Give us a call. Lines are open, 254-5855-670 or 470-5855.
Jack Stockwell on K-Talk. AM 630 KTKK.
Brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear has tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Purchase is subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Almost all of the furniture sold in Utah is made in China. And in my opinion, that furniture is junk. Your old furniture is usually a better quality than the new stuff you might buy. The stores are full of furniture that looks really good, but it's not designed for durable usage. Reupholstery is an inexpensive way to have beautiful and durable furniture. The craftsmen I work with will do exceptional work for you. Styling is important in upholstered furniture, but functionality is even more important. We can change the arm and back of a sofa or chair, add, remove, or change the skirt. We can replace the legs with a more contemporary or traditional styling. A simple, standard sofa can be reupholstered in a quality sale fabric for under $500. Yet the real advantage to reupholstery is to reveal your creative side and make your furniture extraordinary. Call me, Jim Kirkwood, at 801-915-9927 for a free estimate. That's 801-915-9927. Again, 801-915-9927.
Radio. 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 It's the hottest medium in the world, and now you can be part of it. Here's a chance to join the K-Talk team as a show producer and call screener. This non-salaried volunteer position could be your first step in an exciting broadcast career. Get the details by calling 253-4883. Call 253-4883 to see if you can become part of the team at K-Talk.
And welcome back. This is the Jack Stockwell Show. My name is Scott Robison. I'm sitting in for Jack this morning. He should be back tomorrow from 7 to 9. I'll be here for another 20 minutes, after which I believe we've got Mills Crenshaw up. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's go ahead and get back to the phones. I've been taking a little bit too long on each call, I think, and my apologies for that. But, Jay, thanks for holding on. You are up.
Yeah, Scott, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, I'd like to mention to you that you and I are friends on a certain network. So,
this is Jay Fuller.
Have some idea? Yeah, okay. Who you're talking with? Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to do a couple things. Lou mentioned about these internment camps and stuff, and why he's never seen one. I'm thinking if he just looks them up and goes to verify their locations, he may see what he does or doesn't want to see. In fact, on the west side of Utah Lake, I've actually seen one out there, and I've been trying to find it on Google Maps, and it doesn't even appear on the map, yet I have seen it with my own eyes. And with Tom, when he called about HUD, I would like to say, as a professional in this industry, he is correct. I have attempted several times to talk to Mr. Short of questions about the mobile home industry and why we're not allowed to be involved in that as far as city, state, and national codes. And he won't answer the questions at all. So I think we do have a problem.
Well, I mean, there may be a problem. There may be a problem with the mobile home industry, but you know, let's look at it from one perspective really quick, and that is that we don't build mobile homes in each state and then deploy them within the same state. The reason that the federal government, whether you like this or not, has seen fit to take it up is that it is an interstate commerce thing. These homes are built in, you know, there are some, you know, different manufacturing facilities in different states, but there are a lot of states that don't have them at all. Like, I don't think there's one in Utah. There's several up in Idaho. So they're purchased across state lines. They're transported across state lines. And that's why the federal government has seen fit to come in and say, this is what you have to have.
We have what is called modular homes being manufactured in Utah. To me, they're one and the same as mobile homes. It's kind of like the difference between a used car and previously owned vehicle type thing.
Right.
In my opinion. You know, and I don't necessarily share Tom's sympathies with the individuals living in them, but I do know that there is some kind of a problem. And we do have some regulation on them as far as whether they're designed you know, insulation-wise for the locations they're being put in,
right,
and stuff. But other than that, you know, as far as...
I mean, I've lived in them myself.
...fire protection and stuff, we got nothing to do with the insides and that.
Well, I mean, and look, and I've owned a mobile home, manufactured home, whatever you want to call it before, and I know a lot of people who were not illegal immigrants who have lived in them as well, and I don't know a single person that's ever died of a cause that can be attributed to that. Now, that's not to say that they don't exist, because obviously, you know, just like anything, you know, you buy a car off of the lot, every, you know, a certain percentage of them are going to have manufacturing defects, and you know, companies issue recall notices and things like that. The same thing is going to be true with these types of homes. Sometimes, and you know what? I bought a new home up in Weber County just a little bit over a year ago now. And you know what? A certain percentage of those with a foundation, basement, finish, you know, everything else, a certain percentage of those are going to have problems. And that's why there are warranties and things like that that you can call, call on. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
well, I would just say you know, there's things wrong with just about everything that we build and manufacture. When the government gets involved, though, we do definitely have problems with that, and I would just like to say that as a rule of thumb, we should always remember citizens are innocent until proven guilty. Government is guilty until proven innocent. That's the way the founding fathers set it up to be, and that's the way we should continue with it today.
Probably not
Thanks,
a bad
Scott.
Way to look at it. Hey, thank you for the call, Jay. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and continue. We've got David and Sandy. David, you are on the air.
Yes, hi. You know, on the prison camps and so on. There's several books that tell you how to drive to these camps. One's called Black Helicopters 2, and the author of that mysteriously died, but in his book he tells where, I don't know, 40 or 50 of them are and how to drive to them. There's, if you want to do a search for death camps in the U.S., for example, that's a good site. It tells you where some of them are. Also on that same site, it shows pictures of millions of plastic caskets stacked various parts of the country, like in Monroe, Georgia, for example. They have several acres of plastic caskets, FEMA caskets stacked up. So if they don't intend on using the approximately 600-800 concentration camps and the plastic caskets, why are they making them if they don't plan on using them?
I you know, I can't answer that because I haven't seen them myself. So,
well, all you have to do, you can see pictures of them. All you have to do is do a search on the internet.
You know what? There's lots of things I can find on the internet, though, that are completely stupid and bogus. And I'm not saying this is one of them, but I mean, you've heard of dihydrogen monoxide, haven't you?
What is it?
It's this deadly chemical that, you know, in its gaseous state can burn severely. It's found in, like, waste plants. It's used in nuclear power generation. But when you dig right down to it, it's just water, and it's necessary to survival. Yet you've got people out there running little hoax sites and or prank sites, if you will, to, you know, try to convince people that dihydrogen monoxide is evil and it'll kill you and all these other things. I'm not saying that the sites that talk about concentration camps are like that, but I'm not saying they're not either.
Like I said, if you want to check out, you can find the directions on how to drive to them and see them. As far as the one the previous caller was talking about on the west side of Utah Lake, it's about four miles north of Alberta and on Redwood Road. You can see it. It's right there on the side of the road. It's about a mile square. You can see also people have seen it from the sky. And I met someone that it drives up in the mountains behind it, so take pictures of it, which he's done. And every time he's been out there, he's almost immediately, within minutes, got military black
I think we might have lost David. David, sorry. You know, I get what you're saying, and maybe you're right. I don't know. I can't say definitively that you're not, but you know, usually the simplest explanation for something is the best explanation, and you know, I don't know. You know, I'm not qualified to talk about it because I haven't seen it for myself with my own eyes. But I can think of, there's probably a lot of things that you could use something like that for that doesn't involve a concentration camp. But I'll tell you what, if you are proven right, then I will be one of the first ones to stand up and say, oops, mea culpa, I was wrong. Let's go to Doug in Salt Lake City. Doug, you are on the air.
Yeah, I want to agree with Kathy. Kathy is on the right track. If you remember, when there was stiff resistance to these stimulus plans, at the very first, when Bush was still in, there was a resistance because the people were calling up and telling their congressmen, we don't want this, we don't want this. And what did they say? We will declare martial law if you do not pass this. The reason they haven't done none of this is because the people are kowtowing. The people are cowards. They're walking the line. When the people get out of control and when they start starving to death and they start acting like animals, and they start doing the things that the government doesn't like and the rich big corporations don't like, then they'll put the concentration camps into effect.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. This is the Jack Stockwell Show. I'm Scott Robinson. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. 254-5855.
Jack Stockwell on K-Talk. AM 630 KTKK.
Brought to you by Culligan. Hard water can leave your skin dry and your hair unmanageable. For soft water, try Culligan Water Softener for $9.95 for 3 months. See participating dealers or visit CulliganUtah.com.
Here's the in-your-face reality. You're listening right now. You're listening because the Jack Stockwell Show is compelling, involved radio that's difficult to tune away from. And if you're listening, so are your potential clients and customers. The only thing missing is your commercial calling our listeners to action. Dynamic, affordable growth for your company is a phone call away. 253-4883. When we answer...
Thank you for calling KTalk Radio.
Say...
Hi, I'd like to advertise on the Jack Stockwell Show.
We'll take it from there, and you'll love the results. Call KTalk Radio right now, 253-4883. Call Jack now, 254-5855 in Salt Lake County, 470-5855 in Utah County, 670-5855 in Weber, North Davis Counties. Jack Stockwell.
Okay, we're back. We've only got about 9 minutes left. Actually, only about 7 minutes when you take into account the top of the hour commercials and everything. So... we don't have a lot of time left. I've got lots of people on the line. I'm really sorry to do this to you at this point, but I would like to give everybody a chance. So we're going to be kicking in with the 60-second guarantee at this point. Susie first, John second, somebody else who's being put up right now for me. Make it count in 60 seconds. Might, you know, go a little bit over, but we've got to make this quick. So let's see. Susie, you are on the air. Go.
Yes, I want to agree with the last few callers on these internment camps. We have driven out and seen the one on the west side of Utah Lake, and my husband's been in the military, and it looks to him like a place to keep people in. And I agree with the other caller that said there are black helicopters that'll come up if you get on that road above it up on the hill, and that you'll be watched. And why don't people read the darn paper? I read the Salt Lake Tribune, and while Bush was president, I read that Congress had passed a bill. It was right there in the Trib, a good article on over $300 million to build internment camps.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Susie. Appreciate the call. Let's go to John in Salt Lake City. John, you are on the air.
The internment camp on the west side of Utah Lake is actually the Utah County landfill. It's been there in operation for about 15-18 years, and you can sit on the main road and see the...
Come on, John. That's much too logical of an explanation. We cannot have things like that here.
I've seen it myself dozens of times. The dump trucks go in and out of there all day long.
That's because they're dropping off bodies to make Soylent Green... Off.
Yeah, they're processing, making Soylent Green there. But yeah, I do believe that there are internment camps in the U.S., but that is not one of them. And you can see the garbage piled up on the wire, you know, and the way the wire curves over. Yeah, it looks like it's built to contain people, but you can see the garbage that's piled up along there that, you know, that there's no reason for garbage to be out there. There's nothing out there.
Okay, so, but I mean, would you not agree for, you know, other places? Because you say, even if this isn't one of them, there are these out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Are there not other logical explanations for, you know, building a facility to hold people, such as emergency preparedness or something like that? That's not to say that it couldn't be used as a concentration camp, but it could be used for any number of things, right?
Yeah, but in the event when some of these Reichstag events begin to start happening, that's what they'll be used for, is internment camps. I've seen on YouTube the caskets in Georgia and other sites. There's no logical explanation for the FEMA to have, you know, 500 million plastic caskets sitting in a field in Georgia.
500 million?
Or, yeah, I mean, something like that. I mean, they're maybe not 500 million, 500,000, but there's a huge, you can YouTube it, you can see video of it. I mean, they go for cover this huge field with these black plastic caskets. There's no logical explanation for that.
I don't know. I mean, the first logical at least potentially logical explanation that comes to my mind is, what if you were trying, you know, you were tasked with federal emergency management, and let's say that one of the emergencies you were trying to provide for would be either an epidemic of disease that caused, you know, resulted in many deaths, or another Hurricane Katrina sort of thing that, you know, instead of 1,000 dead, there were tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands dead in a major metropolitan area. You know, you don't exactly have, you know, days or weeks or months to sit there and wait for some company to fulfill an order for a means of taking care of the bodies. So, okay, could they be used for something nefarious? Absolutely. Not saying that that's impossible. But what I am saying, and thank you very much for the call, John, is that, you know, just because something can be, you know, look, government is constantly trying to come through and regulate the internet because it can be used to download movies and music and things illegally. But you know what? There are lots of things that can be used for illegal purposes, yet have very legitimate purposes regardless. So, you know, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater here, so to speak. And just because this could be used for something nefarious, and let's try to protect against that, let's look at the problems that really exist, people, and try to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep this country from ever getting to that point. Just my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Daryl, looks like you're going to probably be the last person up. You are on the air. Go.
Yeah, on the Bayview landfill out there on the southwest corner of Utah Lake, why are the black military helicopters landing and taking off from the place if it's just a landfill? And also, if you go up on the mountain behind it, look down into it, there's not one speck of trash in there. But there's big underground, there's big domes, and the trucks you drive underground, and there, it's an underground facility of some kind. The people that lived out there when they're building it says it is a definite military situation of some kind. But they don't need black helicopters in a landfill, and you would, after all this many years, there's still not a speck of trash in there. So if you don't believe it, go out and look down into it from the mountain behind.
Well, you know, John didn't believe it, and he says that there is. So, you know, we're not going to solve all the world's problems today. That is for dang sure. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. My name's Scott Robison. It's been fun to be here. Jack, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Mills Crenshaw coming up here about 5 minutes after the hour, after the news. Until then, have a great day. Take care.
Jack Stockwell on K-Talk, AM 630 KTKK.